Dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. This is the Lawyer James Dynamite audio program. It is the absolute best audio content by a New York business attorney in both transactional and litigation practice areas, and it is helpful for all industries. Now here's today's episode. Hold up. One more thing before we get started. You can reach me online by visiting my website, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com. You can call me at 212-500-1891. That's the office, 212-500-1891, 212-500-1891. You can contact me by email at james@thelawyerjames.com, james@thelawyerjames.com, james@thelawyerjames.com. Or by text message at 917-783-3153. Text message 917-783-3153. That's 917-783-3153. In this episode, I'll be talking to you about a litigation strategy. A litigation strategy called Be Quiet and Listen. Be Quiet and Listen. This is part of my litigation strategy series, and it is called Be Quiet and Listen. There's another way to say it, which isn't so polite or as polite, and it's shut up and listen. Shut up and listen. Keep your mouth quiet and listen. You got two ears and one mouth, two eyes and one mouth. It means you should be absorbing content rather than spewing it. And you can learn so much by being quiet and listening. Why do you need to be quiet and listen? Because you can learn lots and lots of information that can assist you and your position greatly, greatly, greatly. And I mean, it makes the difference between, or it can make the difference between winning and losing. And what's an example here? I'll tell you, we were working on a case where we had to travel. And the adversary had to travel. So the team was sitting at the airport and having drinks. You know, actually, in fact, I wasn't there. I had just heard about this. And the team, our side was sitting there. There was a big team of attorneys. And then a big team, like two or three. And then their side, which was about two or three as well. And it was very, very contentious. We were fighting over, you know, what ultimately was going to be hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions. But it was very discreet, and it was over a course of years where it would last a really, really long time. So even if it weren't hundreds of millions or billions in every single time that we were litigating death together, it was, you know, death by a thousand cuts. So it would be 10 million here, 50 million here, several million there. But it all added up in the end, and it was a major, major major litigation. So they were at the airport having drinks, and the issue when you speak with smart people is that smart people, they like to tell you how smart they are, and they like to show you how smart they are. So they just can't help themselves. Smart people do this all the time. They just sit there and tell you how smart they are. And so a byproduct of that is disclosing too much information. Now, during this conversation, the guy on the other side was just telling the team about how smart he was, about how he thought that they had a better position, why they had a better position, the authority for him having a better position, basically everything associated with his position. He was talking about not only the substance of his position, but his game plan in executing that strategy. And it was just absolutely crazy. He basically laid out the roadmap about how he was going to make his next moves and eventually get what he wanted to get. Well, you know what happens with that. If you like sports at all and you know that the plays that the next team or your adversary team is going to be making at the next game, you can plan to combat those moves. And that's exactly what we did. And, you know, we beat them up pretty badly. But you can only do that by being quiet and listening. It's our temptation to sit there as humans, as intellectuals, as people who think, you know, to, and especially in an adversarial position like that, and especially being lawyers and combating each other and all that in the courtroom, it's the natural instinct, knee-jerk reaction to just, you know, go at him and say why it wouldn't work. And so it takes an enormous amount of discipline to sit there and be quiet and listen. And it reminds me of a conversation that I had with a friend. I looked at him somewhat as a mentor and still look at him somewhat as a mentor. We were having a conversation, and he could tell by looking at me that, well, I'll just tell you what he said. He said, you know, James, you should concentrate more on listening rather than thinking about what you're going to say. And that was a very, very important moment for me when he said that. We were actually at a social event and we were in a discussion, and, you know, he said that to me. And but this is probably, what, about 7 years ago. And it stuck with me very, very, in a very real way ever since then. And so when you be quiet and listen, you can also have the opportunity to absorb. And then, you know, this brings up another topic. You need to make, you know, notes of it. Because, you know, I've done some leadership training, and John Maxwell says, he's got a great quote. It's called, "The pen is for remembering, and the brain, you know, is for thinking." So the pen is for remembering, and the brain is for thinking. So when somebody says something and they make an impression on you, you know, jot it down. That's a very, very important thing, and you don't want to stress to yourself about having to remember it. So I'm going to actually modify and change the name of this this episode of the Litigation Strategies podcast series to Be Quiet and Listen, to Be Quiet and Listen and Take Notes, because the pen is for remembering and the brain is for thinking. Be quiet. That's another thing that we need to, or another thing that sort of falls within the category of be quiet and listen and take notes, is when you're in a meeting or in court or on the phone or somewhere where somebody else is transferring information to you, because it is very, very important to absorb, analyze, and then process and then respond. You know, you're not going to be able to have every instance and do this. You know, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth now. On the one hand, sit, be quiet, listen, take notes. And then on the other hand, you have to know when to respond. You've heard the term thinking quickly on your feet. Well, sometimes that's necessary and appropriate. Other times, it's just important for you to listen. I'll give you a perfect example. I had a call. You know, now we're in the midst of the courts being closed in New York, so I'm having a lot of hearings via either Zoom or via telephone call. And I was on a call with the court. It was a scheduling conference, the court and my adversary. And my adversary just kept talking and talking and talking and just saying different things and trying to get he did a good job. He was trying to sort of get the court's view on things or try to see how far he could push the envelope. And then he was also trying to weave my view into it, but it wasn't really my view. And he was trying to get me to admit stuff on behalf of my client. And I just sat there and kept my mouth shut. And the only thing that I would say is I wasn't authorized. And they would say that they recognize that I wasn't authorized, and they try to get me to conclude in a certain way or have something or lock me in, and it wasn't happening. That's a variation of being quiet and listening. But the remembering part, the pen is for remembering, is so key. I sit there and I see people that don't take notes. And when they don't take notes, there is almost no chance that they're going to remember what they need to remember to become the absolute most effective, because the pen is for remembering. So be quiet, listen, and the pen is for remembering. Now, in terms of also being quiet, especially where there is a dispute, you don't want to mouth off, because it can be used against you. It can be used potentially as an admission. It can be used as conveying more information that you want to convey. So that's really another reason to be quiet. And again, I can't say it enough. I can't stress it enough. The reason to listen is because you gain a wealth of information. And how do you remember it? Come on, tell me. How do you remember it? You know, the pen is for remembering. Take lots and lots and lots of copious notes. Process the information, and then you can come up with a very, very, very sound, thought-out strategy. But then again, if you need to think on your feet, you always can. But for the purposes of this episode, you know, be quiet, listen, take notes. The pen is for remembering.
You can reach me online by visiting my website, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com. You can call me at 212-500-1891. That's the office, 212-500-1891, 212-500-1891. You can contact me by email at james@thelawyerjames.com, 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 or by text message at 917-783-3153. Text message 917-783-3153. That's 917-783-3153.